Well, that's really why his license was revoked.
A state investigation leads to a revoked license and the sale of a business. And the Haynesboro Assembly reconsiders the manager's employment. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A special meeting of the Haynesboro Assembly will reconsider manager Tom Boland's employment without a contract and also his possible resignation. Following an executive session during the September 22nd Assembly meeting, the Assembly voted 3-3 with a tiebreaker from Mayor Jan Hill not to renew Boland's contract that expires at the end of the month. To assist with the transition, the Assembly further agreed to retain Boland on a non-contractual basis until hire of a new manager, dismissal by the Assembly, or his own decision to leave the job. The meeting to reconsider this decision was called by Assemblyman Jerry Lapp, but since then, Boland has issued a resignation letter. According to borough rules, a resignation becomes official only if the Assembly accepts it. Tuesday's meeting is not a public hearing or an executive session and is open to the public. Borough code requires a special meeting to provide a reasonable opportunity for the public to be heard, and the agenda for the meeting includes a public comments period. The special meeting to reconsider Boland's employment is at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, September 29th, at Assembly Chambers. Chilkoot Insurance Agencies in Haynes will continue business under new ownership. The sale of the company follows an investigation by the State Department of Commerce, which began with a consumer complaint. Linda Hall is the director of the Division of Insurance for the state and said the investigation led to the revocation of owner Jeff Stout's license to work as an insurance agent.
This started with a complaint, actually. And as we investigated that, we realized that the agents did not have a current license and was still conducting business. But as far as I know, no one in Haynes has been injured as a result of the lack of licensure of Mr. Stout.
Hall says that particular license must be renewed every 2 years. Stout's license expired in June 2008, more than a year before the investigation began. But that does not make insurance policies with Chilkoot invalid, Hall says.
Because he didn't have a license does not mean that consumers did not have insurance. He was an appointed agent by an insurance company, and as such, he's operating as their agent. While he is supposed to have a license, that does not negate the contract that the insurance company issued. So we have not had any evidence or any indication that anybody had a policy that was not valid.
Chilkoot Insurance Agencies is more than 50 years old, and Stout has been there for more than a decade. He says he decided not to renew his license when it came up for renewal and knew he was working without a license.
I wanted to take care of people and kind of make it about what I wanted to do.
And Stout has made a decision on where to go from here.
Well, we've decided to sell my business here, which means we're selling the policies that we have on hand. And there's another agency in Southeast who's buying it. It's a large, reputable, been around a long time agency. I can't say the name yet because we haven't signed the documents, but that should be done here in just the next few weeks. They have all the same companies that I do and can provide the same service. We'll keep the same phone number here. I don't know if they'll have an office here or not yet. They're just working through those details and exactly how to handle that. But people will still be able to contact them, us just like they normally would, and they'll get the agencies there. They've got offices in multiple locations in Southeast already. They have all the same companies that I do. They have actually more, so when renewals come up, they can often provide quotes in other companies as well, if that makes sense. And then they'll continue to service. So there's no changes to anybody's policy.
The agency is still licensed and open for business during the change in ownership, which should take place in the next few weeks.
The agency, by the way, is still licensed, and Julie is the license agent here. And so even though I'm answering the phone and talking to folks and taking payments and things, she's handling the transaction stuff in the business. And the state, as well as the companies, are all fully aware of what we're doing and how we're going about it. The state and I and the companies didn't want our local clients just to be dropped and without a clue of what to do. So the idea was to keep the agency going so folks can make their payments and make their changes so we can get word out and make a nice smooth transition for people instead of it just being a sudden thing with no information whatsoever.
According to a public agreement and order, the investigation also found severances where the agency issued insurance cards or certificates of liability to Haynes customers while knowing no insurance was actually in place. However, no premiums were paid for those policies either, says Hall.
Well, that's really why his license was revoked, because he did issue people evidence of insurance that wasn't really in place. But he was issuing false documents that said that there was insurance of the four that I mentioned. There were documents issued that said there was insurance in place and there wasn't. We only had evidence of, I believe, instances where some type of evidence of insurance had been given to a resident of Haines, and there really wasn't insurance behind that.
If customers discern whether their policy is active, Hall has two suggestions.
The agency is licensed. There is a licensed individual working there. The consumer should call there and specifically ask if their insurance is in force. And two, they should think about whether or not they have made a premium payment. Because you don't have insurance in effect unless you've actually paid for it normally. And as I said, the four instances that we're aware of, the consumer had not paid for that insurance yet.
The Department of Commerce does not plan to fine Stout since he did not receive premium payments and generate revenue on the policies he issued false reports on.
Well, we've actually closed our investigation, and we have revoked Mr. Stout's license. He will not be eligible to even reapply for a license for at least 5 years. So I'm not sure there's anything else we can do. We have, as I said, effectively seen that he does not transact insurance anymore.
Stout says there will not be any policy changes because of the transition, and customers will be notified by mail when any company name, location, or contact information changes occur.
We do plan on sending out a letter to everybody, as well as probably having an open house of some sort for them to meet folks in town sometime in the next month or so as well.
The Department of Commerce Division of Insurance keeps a list of licensed agents on their website and through their customer services phone number.
You know, it's not an easy thing, and it's been kind of a long, hard last 5 years since I bought the agency, but I've been very grateful for the clients who have stuck by me for being local here and allowing me to take care of them, and I wish it could have continued on, because there's a lot of great people here, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Alaska sometimes feels so far away from some of the nation's best-known sightseeing spots, but a new documentary brings locations like Yosemite, Yellowstone, and the Grand Canyon to our own neighborhood. Filmed over the course of more than 6 years, National Parks, America's Best Idea will show in Skagway over the next month and a half and features the tensions and celebrations of 150 years of national park history. Cindy Von Halley is Chief of Interpretation at Skagway's Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park.
The film is the Ken Burns PBS special, and it's called The National Parks, America's Best Idea. So it's basically a documentary about the national parks and our history, and it's got some fantastic scenery in it.
The Skagway Park is not included in the film because it's not a national park, but recognizable footage is likely to be among the park profiles.
The movie focuses primarily on the big landscape, national parks, but we're part of the same system. The National Park Service covers historical parks, historical sites, depending on the size and the complexity of the story that's preserved there. And this movie primarily highlights the national parks. So some of them from Alaska will definitely be featured. But the primary reason we got access to the movies is because we are part of the national park system, and we're a remote wilderness outpost without a lot of PBS access. We were afraid some people wouldn't get to see it, and we want everybody to feel connected to it because it is being promoted all across the country, and we want everybody to be part of it. So all the parks in Alaska and in other states as well that might have had trouble getting the telecast on the 26th when it starts has been able to get DVDs available to show for their communities.
The episodes explore pivotal moments in government, the evolution of wildlife management, and a cast of active individuals who worked to make the country fall in love with their land's natural attractions.
They'll be covering all the parks, including Grand Canyon and Gates of the Arctic and Everglades National Park, all the national parks all across the country. And each episode focuses on a certain aspect of how those parks were created, the challenges that people faced, getting support for the land and setting it aside for future generations, and just all about the national parks and how they work.
The series debuted on Public Broadcasting Service last Sunday to audiences nationwide, including Skagway citizens, in a free showing at the Park Auditorium. PBS calls Byrne's work unafraid of controversy and tragedy, and his past films have featured other uniquely American creations like baseball and jazz.
That's the reason behind it was Ken Burns' love and admiration for national parks. He has a strong connection with the parks, and he knows that Americans do too, and it's a very American idea that we started in our country that's been adopted by other countries all over the world. And that's how it got the title, America's Best Idea.
The series of two-hour episodes will show for free at the Park Visitor Center Auditorium starting Thursday, October 1st. Each of the six episodes will show twice, once on Sunday afternoons and once on Thursday evenings.
National parks are set aside for future generations all over the country, and they set aside, you know, beautiful wilderness areas, and so I think people in this area will be attracted to the scenery and the motivation behind the parks. There'll be wildlife featured and, you know, a lot of natural connections that we all share very fortunately right here in Southeast Alaska in our backyard.
I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS.